It's me. Ooh-wee. It's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
Fuck, it's hot.
Did you say nigga?
Fuck off, so you can just suck my cock.
I know you gonna dig this.
Don't touch that dial.
Ah, shit. That's what the sound with the air horns. You know what time it is. You know it's Thursday night. You know Electric Boogaloo. It's 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West motherfucking coast. You know on the East Coast you ain't ready to floss your teeth yet. And it's midnight and you want to kick it with the Nestorius Public Radio, the N, the P, and the motherfucking R crew. You know, I'm Nestorius, Nestor Rodriguez, a.k.a., you know, the bigger dick of the pancake flicker, you know. And my co-host right there, Simon, Buddha, Judah Monks Kaufman.
That's right, y'all. The Judah Monk, y'all. The rising of spiritual consciousness through podcasting done in the Skid Row studio, bro. That's right.
Yo, bro. You're not talking about the enlightenment that we bring here to you in your oral canal. Anyway, welcome back, Mr. Walter Reyes.
What up, crazy motherfucker?
Yeah!
¿Qué pasa?
¿Cómo está?
Chévere, man, chévere. I'm still the parking attendant, chévere.
Yo, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien, man.
Yo, what you been up to, man, since the last time? I mean, it's been a while, what, like 2 months since you've been on the show?
Something like that. Just, you know, busting jokes with my boy Simon over here. He was busting on the last show on Friday.
Yeah, last
you
Friday.
Did a great job, by the way. They liked you.
Oh, really?
I got good reviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yelp. The Jewish guy was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really took care to really the look after us.
He really observed the light while the other comics were getting anxious.
But you know, the salad dressing, I gotta be honest, not so hot.
Something about a white host that just, you know, legitimizes the whole show. Everybody's like, look,
and just
it's a real comedy show.
Yeah, well, just in case.
Well, you know, because listen, man, here's the thing with me hosting. I don't want to host, just get up and do like 10 minutes of like my material and then bring up the next. So I try really hard to just do like improv and just mess with people, which is what I did, you know,
like
and
that.
Just... No, it was good. It felt good. I hadn't hosted in a while. I used to love hosting. I used to host all the time.
Bro. I used to host
the Ashford and Simpson Sugar Bar comedy show every month.
Reunited because it feels so good.
That's right.
Reunited because I'm understood.
I'll fuck you on the hood.
And I'll slap your titties. Because you know that I like the story that you give me.
That's right, bro. We're giving the stories to you, to everybody out in your communities and your villages.
Ladies and gentlemen, together. That is the reason why I'm doing a podcast and don't have a fucking contract with MCA Records. All right? So, no, I mean, it's good to have a Jewish host because just in case the lights fall down and hit your fucking, you know, guests, and especially you were at
Inside Jokes in Hollywood. That shit was tight.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. It was fun hosting. You did great, too.
Thank you.
Headlined the show, closed it out.
Yeah.
Rocked it and rolled it.
Walter be spanking him, man.
Last time I was spanking myself.
You know, last time I did your show was, I don't know how the fuck long ago, like 9 months ago. Time flies in LA.
It was like 4 months ago.
What's up? I got you back.
I got you back. This Saturday coming up. Yeah, 30th.
I'm going to be hosting.
John Lovitz, go see him.
I'm going to be hosting Walter Reyes as the Looney Bin.
Yeah.
The Looney Bin. The Bin.
Yo, you got another spot on that show?
Is not about networking right here.
And you know what? It's always
about everybody to come together in the community.
Hey, you know what? We've been out of the flow, out of the dual ear hole stereo. You know, we've taken a little hiatus. We haven't been on this motherfucking show since July 31st. You know what I mean?
Why are you guys acting like Obama taking vacations?
Eating your breakfast flakes. You know what I'm saying? Stop eating shit and flip the pancakes.
Yo, the one, the two, the one, two, three. I'm the DJ and he's the MC.
You ready?
I'm ready.
He's got something. He's got something.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Kick it. I drop sunflower seeds. Some say I got knees, but these girls need to give me the marijuana seeds. Come sit down on my couch, girl. Let me tell you about all the pain I've been going through. You can tell me about yours, too. Yo, me and you, we can do what we came to do. I'm that lethal Jew that you need to know. Oh, yeah. I take it up and down. I drive you all around. Yo, girl, that's what I do. Yo, I like the way you sound when you tell me what you tell me. Yo, just lay back and kick it on the track. MPR in the studio.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. You've been fucked, two bitches. You need to pay your internet bill. Stop getting down, and I'm giving you the chill pill. You got chronic halitosis. I ain't joking. You got the shit flicking and flacking all over your motherfucking ptosis.
Yo. You got that Tom Wilder, that Comcast with that bomb ass, girl. Every time you walk past.
You guys make me feel really
don't
well.
Stop. Give the dog a bone.
And I can't rhyme.
That's it.
We had to get back in the middle of that shit.
You guys make me feel too white.
Yo, we
I
want to
jump
shit.
In. It's like the worst double yo, dutch. I'm yo, like caught yo. Up in the ropes.
Annie sells mortgages.
I'm super white.
I sell mortgages.
He knows how to process paperwork.
I book Jews on shows.
Simon, you play that track and Simon just...
Oh, he gets off.
He becomes like Santero and shit. He just gets like...
I
have to represent my village.
You know what I mean?
Ow.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
We have to break off some shit like that early because you know, we were talking on the ride up here about how a lot of the topics that we've been discussing have been a little heavy and shit like that.
It's a heavy time right now, man.
It's a heavy time. That's what I was telling Simon. You know, and the truth is that there may not be nothing original about the topic that we're going to discuss, but it's original in the sense that, you know, You're a man of color. Mm-hmm. I'm a man of color that's been bleached through years of fucking Spaniard fucking colonization in Puerto Rico.
Word.
You know, Simon, he's a neutral Jew who grew up in a black Boogaloo neighborhood up in Seattle.
Yeah, that's true.
So he feels the pain and the insane in the membrane. You know what I mean? But it is a heavy time. You
have
know?
A lot of Armenian friends.
No, well, it's a heavy time. It
smells too good to be arrested.
The bottom line about this whole thing is, I was telling Simon that, you know, I don't even know how to approach the topic. I mean, obviously, I want to talk about the Ferguson riots and you know, the shooting,
the murders,
the shooting of Michael Brown because. You know, another black man by a white police officer. You know, the facts are still not clear, right? There are some facts that depict the young man in a convenience store stealing a box of Swisher sweets, right?
Yeah.
And he's confronting the store clerk, whether he's the owner or not. This guy's pretty big. He's about 6 foot tall.
Oh, he's huge.
And you can
huge 18-year-old.
Yeah, and you can see that he pushes a dude up against a shelf or something, right? So, you know, what happens after that is unclear, right? You know?
I don't know, man. I don't know how unclear it is.
Well, it's unclear because I read a couple of I mean, here's what's
Did
clear.
Did you see the interview with the guy that was with him when he got shot?
No, I read it.
I saw him.
I read it.
And you could pretty...
So tell me what happened.
You could see the sincerity in the guy's... The fear that was still in him.
Well, I mean, his boy got shot.
And
his
he ran away. He dodged the bullets. That could have been me, too.
He hid behind the car.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are some facts, right. But then there are some ambiguities somewhere in there, meaning... The autopsy was performed, and there were 6 shots, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were all in the front of his body. One in the face, one came out of the cranium. So he was popped, like, dead on. It wasn't like he was running away.
Was he not shot, too, as he was running away?
Well, I think what happened was, if I remember... I mean, I have all the stuff here in a couple of articles. I think what happened was... this is where it's vague, right?
They both started running away at one point.
Well, the guy that you... said they were running away.
I think his name is James.
But now it seems to say, well, maybe they weren't because he was shot in the front of the body.
No. What happened was, there's a janitor. I'm not going to go read every single thing. There's a janitor that witnessed the whole thing. Okay. Basically, what happened, these guys are walking down the street after they robbed, stole after they lifted a fucking like a $50 box of Swisher Sweets.
Right.
Right, to probably blunt it up later on.
Word.
The police officer that was that happened to be responding to this had just come from some other, you know, appointment where a baby was sick or some shit. He wasn't necessarily going after them.
Yeah, he got called for that sick person.
Yeah. But he was coming from there. According to the report, both of the guys, Michael Brown, and I think the guy's name is James. His last name is something James.
They were walking down the middle of the street.
They were walking down the middle of the street. That's what they're saying. And then the police officer said, you need to get, you know, probably,
get the fuck out of the way.
Bro, you got two black dudes, man. And you're in town. And like, yo, who the fuck do you think you are? Get the fuck over there. And probably the guy's a little, you know, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Well, the guy just said, we're walking. We're walking.
But still, you know, cops don't want to hear any back talk. It's like, first of all, here's part of the problem, right? I've done my fair share of fucking shit growing up. And as a Latino growing up in a fucking all white neighborhood at times, you know, you get cocky. You're like, what the fuck, man? Whatever, whatever. It's a miracle I didn't get my face popped many, many times. Right. Because I can give you many examples. So, but as a minority, I think we walk around, maybe not us now because we're a little bit more mature. But I think that, you know, when you get from the ages of like 16 to 20 something, you know, the young, dumb and full of cum years, you can just come off and be like, man, fuck these cops, man. They don't give a fuck about us. All they want to do is, you know, harass us. They want to fucking abuse us. So you walk around with a chip on your shoulder like, yeah, fuck you.
Like,
you
know, the world, I mean? Like the world's not for you.
Right.
Well, even, I mean, if you compare when we grew up, I mean, cops were still handing out baseball cards, and the chances of a kid carrying a weapon was slim to none.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's fucking common. I mean,
it's irrelevant because I grew up in New York City in the 70s and 80s. Motherfuckers were carrying guns.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There was the ban on fucking, what do you call it, concealed weapons was introduced during Mayor Koch's tenure there because the fucking people were getting shot on the trains. New York City in the 70s was crazy. Shit. And usually what happens is that, you know, neighborhoods are fucked up and, you know, you whatever, you know, drug, well, same shit. You got to have some sort of a commodity. Commodity is usually drugs. And if you have drugs, you're selling drugs. Usually that's fucking, you know, you got to protect yourself or you got to stick somebody up or whatever. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying this is not anything to do with this situation, but it becomes this, you know, ambiguous chain of events. There are records of what happened time to time to time to time, but there are different accounts. The police say that the officer, Darren Wilson, was assaulted. He was punched, and he felt like his life was threatened.
Right.
They
reached for the gun.
This is what happened. This is what happened. So, Michael Brown, as far as what is common knowledge right now, right? Michael Brown and his boy's name, man. And his boy, let's just call him his boy for now, right?
Yo, his boy.
Yo.
Michael Brown's boy.
Yo, Michael Brown's
Michael
boy.
Michael B. Boy.
I think it's Jefferson or some shit like that.
Let's call him Quigley.
We'll get his name. But anyway, they were walking, and something happened where the janitor saw Michael Brown come over to the police driver's side window. And apparently, the guy said something was off, okay? He said something didn't seem right. No one knows the specifics. Maybe he called Michael Brown over and said, come over here, right? Maybe he said something to him while he was on the window.
He walked up to the window.
Well, I'm about to call him psychic. His buddy was with him, and he said that he did get called over, and he was going over, and the cop went to swing the door and basically hit Michael Brown.
Okay.
And that's what started the anger for the cop.
Okay,
so his own action.
Well, this is what happened. A shot went off inside the car. So it's unclear.
He already had his fucking gun.
Either he had his gun out, but it's unclear, right? Right? So you know this guy's up to no good, Michael Brown. He's up to no fucking good. I mean, you know, you have to look at that also, right? He came out of a store.
I'm not okay with that. I actually got into a little debate about that today.
You're not okay with what?
With at this particular moment where the cop isn't looking for him.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
He's not going for the guy that stole cigarettes from a liquor store. He's just cruising by this neighborhood.
Right, so you're saying he doesn't know that he actually committed a crime. I understand that, but that's irrelevant. What's relevant is that the dude, if you look at his side, he just came from stealing something. So you have to look at his character and where
his... defensive. He's
where his and where his state of mind is.
I see where you're going.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see where you're going.
So yeah, the officer's not reacting to him at that, but this guy's got to be on the defensive or something. And let's say you stole something, right? Let's say you stole something. Me, I'd be a little cautious, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you be like, oh, no, officer, you got it. Sorry. You just stole a fucking box of Switcher Sweets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep it moving. Don't you know you got
to... Who knows if you really did?
It's in
the video.
It's in the video,
bro. Yeah, there's
the
video.
Who knows where that video's from?
Dude,
you see what I'm saying?
Timestamp.
This is where the Jewish lawyer comes in. Dude.
I'm telling you, dude.
Bro, it's timestamped.
It's a picture of him... Time stamped.
What do you mean time stamped? There's a number on it.
Time code.
You can't just add those. You can't just add those.
You can. But that's not. That's another episode.
Good point.
That's another episode. Simon.
Yeah, we can get into conspiracy.
Yeah, that's another episode. That's next week.
So Kaiser Soze is real.
So that's another episode. Mr. Johnson, the guy, his boy's name is Johnson. I can't get his first name.
And Dorian. To add to your point,
thank you. That video came out to my point.
Yeah, the video came out right when they disclosed the cop's name.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. Anyway, the guy's name is Dorian.
Dorian
Johnson.
Okay,
so at the time, the janitor, who happens to be African-American man, who saw it through his window, saw that the guys started walking away, right, from the car. At some point, he either heard a gunshot, and that's when they started running, or they started running, and he heard a gunshot, and they stopped.
Dorian said that too.
Right. So then at that point, there were more gunshots, and I think that's when Dorian ran off. But there's an accusation that Michael Brown, while he was in the cop and on the side of the driver's window of the cop car, that they got into a physical altercation, and that the police, Darren Wilson, the officer, got his eye punched in and all this other stuff. So. You know what? At the end of the day, none of that is neither here nor there as far as I'm concerned, right? At this point.
Right.
Because you really don't know the whole story, right? You don't.
Did that Dorian Johnson kid get away?
Yeah, he ran away. Yeah. He didn't.
He got away.
He was being interviewed as the cops were still taping off. Like he's talking while the whole scene's behind him.
Yes.
I mean, he's like thankful
he got
away.
It's weird that you would get away.
Why? There's one cop, two guys.
Because once there's shots fired, there's going to be 30 cop cars there.
There's one cop, and he's shooting at Michael Brown. He's not shooting at both of them.
Yeah.
This guy, Dorian James Johnson,
they would have secured the other one.
He actually didn't steal.
Well, to me, to that point, it's that point right there goes against the cop, in my opinion, because now he realizes. The fucking mistake he made, his peers or his coworkers,
and they let the other guy go.
Yeah, they don't even
know. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. You're looking at it the wrong way. He's not letting anybody go. Okay.
Apparently, what I'm saying is this: in a situation where it's not a fuck up like this. What I'm saying is they realized right away they screwed up, and in the process of realizing
they realized they screwed up. There's not cops.
There wasn't two of them together?
It became cops. For his point, it becomes cops.
My point is that in the event that shots were fired with a police officer in a normal, when it's obvious the guys are wrong, that guy's not getting away. No. They would have the helicopters out. They would have
questioning or whatever. That guy's not getting away.
Yeah, but why did he get away? Because you're assuming that they went in there. We've already cleared that they went in there looking for them. They didn't.
Doesn't matter.
No, he's talking about after the fact.
It does matter. There was an altercation.
No.
Dude.
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Let me explain to you. And we move on because I don't want to argue 5 hours on this stupid shit, okay? We'll move on from here.
No one's arguing.
No, but we are arguing. We're arguing about the relevance.
It's a point.
We're arguing about the relevance and the point of what's going on.
I'm saying it's fishy that the other guy did not get caught also and taken into custody.
I have to agree with him on
get
that.
Get caught for what?
But, okay,
Because he ran.
Three people were involved in the shooting.
Dude,
no matter what, people are standing there. Account for those three people.
Two people are standing there, okay?
That's my point.
The guy starts shooting for whatever reason. He shoots. He fucking shoots this guy. This guy doesn't run 5 miles. He fucking runs out of the way, apparently.
And he stands around.
Behind a car. Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong.
Doesn't matter, though. He was involved in that initial altercation.
The fact that they didn't take him into custody.
Okay, I think you guys are fucking moving away from the point of this. The point of this.
It's just fishy. That's all I want to say.
The point of this.
We're playing detective. We're playing Columbo.
No, the point of this. The point of this is that you have unnecessary use of force by a police officer. That's the point.
That's the big point.
Who gives a fuck if Johnson sucked the other guy's cock, or who cares if they had an orgy, or if they were stealing Swisher Sweets to go have a blunt party inside of an Afro fucking Franco-American sushi fucking restaurant? Who gives a fuck? The point is, which is what I want to get into, is two parts. The point is that in America, And this is a running thread, and this is something that's been happening more often than not, is the excessive use of force. And ironically, it happens to be documented that a lot of these people happen to be black. So there's a couple of parts, okay? Excessive use of force, are these things racially motivated? Which is, you know, I'm not saying they are or they aren't, but you have to ask yourself,
food for thought.
No, you have to ask yourself, how do the people feel? Obviously, the people in Ferguson felt that was bullshit and they had enough. The third part here is that it is your constitutional right under the First and 14th Amendment to assemble and to have a protest, freedom of speech. You can do that by law. The problem here is that you had the local police coming in fucking full battle regalia, fucking tear gas,
and I'm off.
Assault rifles. I mean, what the fuck is going on here?
It's a big picture. The Department of Defense militarizing local police in cities that have like 5,000 people.
What the 7, fuck are you people. Doing?
Rocket launchers, bazookas.
What the
shit
fuck
like that.
Are you
tanks,
doing?
Tanks.
Not only did you incite this whole fucking thing by excessive use of force, right? Let's go back. He shot a guy, an unarmed guy. No matter what happened, you seem suspicious. Just like the Trayvon Martin case, right?
Word.
You just seem suspicious. Like, how the fuck do you shoot somebody that has no arms on them? And you are a fucking officer of the law. I mean, when does it become, you know...
Are you guys aware of what happened a few days later? I think it was on the 20th?
Yes, there was another...
And that whole video...
There's another kids, right?
No. One guy
one black
stole
kid.
Two drinks from a liquor store, okay?
As he
and
should.
He's, and he's mad.
You As he should. He's mad. As this he guy, should. Yeah. Niggas thirsty. You know what I'm saying? So you should steal a fucking bottle of small liquor brew. You know, you're thirsty.
Some Red Bull or some shit like that. But anyways, this guy walks up with a camera, records him, and the guy had just placed the two drinks on the cement. The owner had already called the cops. The owner's chilling around waiting for the cops. The guy's just heated. He sees the guy recording him. He's like, oh, I'm on Facebook now. 2 minutes later, the cops pull up. SUV pulls up. Two cops in the car. The guy gets heated, which is stupid. Don't fucking walk up to the cops. You just know what happened. You're fucking stupid. But anyways, excessive force again.
The perp got heated.
The guy supposedly has a knife, and he's going up to the cops.
Right.
Motherfucker has two legs. Shoot him in the fucking legs. You got tasers. Shoot him with your tasers.
No, this is
what... The cop pulls out, and the whole video, you can see this. I think it's 6 or 7 shots.
But this is what I'm saying.
To the chest. 22 years old. Two drinks.
Where do you justify, right... Using
you don't
using your weapon.
They interviewed a guy, a military guy from that just served in Iraq and Afghanistan. They interviewed him. He's like, our protocol in war, on ground zero during war,
shoot first, ask questions later.
We don't even point our weapon till we're ready to shoot.
That's fucking law of the street.
Not in our streets. In our streets, it's fucking pull your gun, keep threatening me, I'm going to blast you.
Well, you don't whip out your gun unless you're going to shoot somebody.
Exactly.
I mean, regardless. And if you're law enforcement, you have no right under the law to just pull your fucking gun out for just any reason.
Tell these motherfuckers that.
Well, but the problem, these people aren't really capable adults. I mean, you know, it's
who's
also...
these people?
The police. It's also a product of the fact that you know, America's just been dumbed down for so long. I mean, how old are these cops? 20s, 30s?
That's true. They're young. You know,
they're dumb and they're young and they're, well, a lot of them have like girls don't like me complex. So well, I'm going to, now I'm a cop.
That's
girls
are going to like me. That's been going on for years.
But you know
who becomes a police officer?
But it's different though. But it's different. I'm saying one of the biggest problems we have in this country is, you know, through excess and through so much luxuries and wealth. And even the poorest person in this country is wealthy compared to like standards in other parts of the world. Think about that, you know? And,
right. You know, get a fresh pair of Adidas.
I was thinking about it the other day. I was sitting on my couch. I ordered 2 whole chickens and refried beans from Pop's Chicken.
Yeah, from Pop's.
The doorbell rings. I Bing go down. Dong. I pay the guy. Yeah. I got 2 chickens in each hand. I'm walking back to my apartment like I'm just walking back to the village with 2 chickens right. and the styrofoam.
Like you spent the whole week hunting for chickens and then you had to start a fire with Flint.
I walk back to my apartment. I'm thinking to myself, I'm literally living like British royalty circa... 1250.
And Ray,
I'm getting handed chickens to take back to my...
How many chickens?
To my...
How many chickens?
2 fucking chickens from Pop's Chicken on Saturday because I won one day and I won the next day. So that's all my shit.
Look, I want to make a point here.
Hold on a second. How many chickens do you have? Two?
2 whole chickens, one man. 2 whole chickens, one in each hand.
I want to make a point on the whole militarizing the police, and you touched on the age thing. These are kids, basically, with guns and batons and weapons.
Yeah, the guys got turned down at fucking prom from hand jobs.
But hold on. It's not just young kids. If you look at,
and I'm gonna make a point too. Even if they get older. We're still, especially guys, we never stop being a kid. There's always a part of us that are fucking kids, and we like our toys and shit. Right. As you get older, you fucking get ATVs or whatever the fuck. You move on to bigger toys, whatever you can afford.
DMX voice. It's like, I'll get your ass for a nigga.
You give these guys tanks and rocket launchers, it's only a matter of time before they want to fucking use it.
They're not capable people. They don't have the ability. Yeah, they don't have the ability to think. You know, it's like, you know, I think about this sometimes, like, you know, you ever been to a frat party? Like, that guy at the frat party that was mixing drinks and be like, fucking, we're doing the beer bong, fucking shit, bro. Well, that guy's going to be the leader of the bank soon, like, that you're going to need to go take money out of.
Word.
You know your friend that's just a total fuck-up and always has been? That has 3 kids? No, listen, that's 3 kids. You're going to be going into surgery one day, and you're going to look back, and his fucking dumb shit kid from your dumb shit friend with his dumb shit chick that he met...
Has your heart in his hand.
In a parking lot at an Arby's drunk.
Yeah, but hold on. There's a lot of elements here. One of the elements that you're bringing up is a good point. A lot of these guys are young. That's fine. But then the other thing is that...
I'm not saying young. I'm saying they're a byproduct of the education.
I know the generation. The lack of education.
But this dumbass generation.
Yeah, but this has been going on. Dude, this has been going on since the civil rights movement. Excessive force. You know what I mean? This type of shit is reminiscent of that. Walter, you're talking about people, motherfuckers having... assault rifles, rocket launchers, and all that other stuff. You have to ask yourself, what does a local police department need to have rocket launchers? If you look at the history of violence in America, you know, right here in Los Angeles in 1980 something. I mean, I'm from New York. I read about the North Hollywood shootout. Google that shit.
Yeah.
2 motherfuckers, one Armenian, one white motherfucker comes in. They got full Kevlar vest.
They're ready to.
They take drugs, tranquilizing drugs, so that they know what they're fucking doing. They're armed to the motherfucking gill. They have weapons that the police do not have at that time. Mm-hmm. They go into Bank of America on Coldwater near Victory, not far from where I live.
I watched that shit go down.
They went in there. They gave them a fucking notice. They want the money. They called the cops. The cops came in. They started full on blasting motherfuckers for about 10, 15 minutes. Yeah. Cops had to like go into like ammunition places.
Real life heat.
No, ammunition places. Yo, we need to get your Glocks. We need to get your assault rifles. They had nothing. You know what I mean? Cops didn't have Kevlar vests back then. So you have to say, well, the cops, they need to be prepared for anything, right? With that comes the responsibility of... Fine.
How to use it?
You gotta know how to use it. But then underlying this whole thing, I question whether the underlying resentment against President Obama, because there's a lot of resentment against this president. He happens to be black. Whether the underlying resentment towards President Barack Obama from the religious right, the right wing, the conservative right, whether that has a subconscious repercussion from that.
Listen,
into
if anything, I don't even think it's subconscious. I mean, most of these police chiefs and shit like that, they usually side on that side. It is, and ultimately these are the leaders of these police forces. They're the ones that determine what the fuck they're gonna let their force do. Mm-hmm. So if they're down,
this afternoon we're going to be hunting for some Negroes.
Listen,
there's actually a police chief that they caught him giving those exact orders.
Of course,
let's make our jails more colorful.
Okay.
He said,
"Okay,
listen, here's the thing.
If they want it more colorful, they should hire Mexicans and just have Cinco de Mayo festivals every month, once a day."
The police mentality is that you're going to follow orders regardless who the commander in chief is.
Right.
So I don't think that because Obama's in office, like their mentality is we're going to follow whoever's in office. I think what's happened is not that shooting with the bank. I don't think that's what's on law enforcement's mind. I think what's on their mind is what happened in Egypt two summers ago.
Yeah, what?
Where through social media, which is what started this Ferguson thing, through social media, massive riots took to the streets, and it happened in a matter of hours.
As a result of what? What was the event that transpired?
It was the Arab Spring.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact thing that tipped it off, but it was
well, you know
it
what?
Was the population.
It doesn't matter.
The overall theme, it was the population
right.
getting upset at the government and taking to the squares and needing rocket launchers, rubber bullets, and armored vehicles.
But here's the deal.
That's what they're gearing up
for. Here's the deal. You cannot react if you're law enforcement out of fear. You're supposed to be trained to be in control of who you are and your power at all times. So people start organizing. They're frustrated. I mean, they start protesting in mobs, and they're chanting, and they're walking down the street. I could understand that the law enforcement is going to feel a heightened sense of fear, like, oh, shit, we've never experienced this shit before in Ferguson, right? In St. Louis, are we going to handle this?
Yeah, but there's also a mob mentality. I mean, look, it doesn't have to be a black kid getting shot. It could be the Lakers winning the championship.
Right.
And all of a sudden, mobs come together and they're flipping cars and they're lighting fires.
Yes. Usually those are white kids that do that.
Well, that's not true.
Usually
the Mexicans after they won their soccer match.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a mob mentality.
The white kids in Venice during the surf championships last year, they flipped all the cars.
You know who's notorious for rioting? The Jews in ancient Jerusalem against the Romans. We were notorious, dude. Like when Rome held Jerusalem, we'd take to the streets and riot all the time. They were crazy upstart Jews back then.
Okay.
Now they're just a little different.
So I just want to bring light to
I'm just saying it's the mob mentality is what I'm saying. And that's what the police are afraid of. That's what I'm saying.
I know what the police are afraid of. I know it's the mob mentality, but at the same time at the same time, and maybe more than that, but I'm saying at the very least, at the fundamental, you see a crowd gathering, blacks, they start chanting, I got my, you know, whatever it is, the mob mentality is going to project fear on the cops. I said that.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But the cops, the law enforcement at that point, you can't just, there's a difference between getting prepared, right? Like, okay, You got like shields and shit like that in case they start throwing stuff or whatever on you. But you're firing tear gas at people.
Yeah, on that point.
Go ahead.
You know, you justify it with the mob thing.
Right.
Justify this to me.
Yeah.
Us, we're radio, whatever.
Right.
Journalists are there.
Yeah.
They're shooting rubber bullets at the journalists.
Arresting
shooting
them.
Shooting tear gas at the journalists.
Dude, you don't know who the fuck's in the crowd.
Their equipment.
You don't know who's in the crowd.
You can fucking tell. These are four white people
with cameras and shit. I'm saying.
With their press passes.
No, I'm saying you could be a congressman walking in that crowd.
They arrested one of the photographers from Getty.
Yeah, you're just shooting people randomly. You can't tell. That you know, the what's his name? Eric Cantor?
They don't give a fuck about the mob. He's
an African American. I mean, he's the Supreme Court. What is he?
Judge?
Yeah, the the justice.
No justice, no peace.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, fuck him.
Okay.
Dude. Is he going to be on the show? Fuck him. My point is this, okay? My point is you have to rise and realize and take back the streets, man.
No, the journalist thing is a huge point for me because that is, it's fucking insane for them to have the balls to do that. Like, don't document what we're doing. Don't document where there's a illustration, a cartoon. There's a black guy on his ass, on his back. There's a militarized cop with his gun aimed at him. And there's a camera guy behind the cop. And it says, the black guy, there's a little bubble. It says, don't shoot. And the cop says, don't shoot either. You know? And that's exactly what was going on there. If you're fucking black, there's a female there. They're blasting and they're aiming for the female reporter. And she's like, are you shooting at me? Like, bam, yep, they're shooting at you.
I'm talking about Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States. Happens to be an African American.
Oh, okay.
Okay. A light-skinned African American. Huh?
All of a sudden.
You're mad.
What? What did you say?
You don't usually use the term African-American is what we're saying. What,
no, I'm just saying you're mad.
No, he's a light-skinned African-American guy. He could be marching with the protesters. He's actually taking the sides of the protesters in the response to the president on this whole thing. What I'm saying is these guys are just shooting randomly. You don't know who the fuck people are. You can't treat civilians like
you got
animals.
These Barney Fife motherfuckers.
Yeah, but you can't.
And now
do
they
it.
Have a real, here. Real situation here,
let me deal with. Let me give you an example. Random incidences that have happened within the last month. Okay, so in New York, last month, this guy Eric Garner. Everyone seems to be named fucking Eric. You know, Eric Garner. Eric. Who's an asthmatic 400-pound African-American man in Staten Island. Apparently, he's in front of a fucking bodega, not saying suave, but he's standing in front of a bodega selling fucking cigarettes, right? Like, they harass him all the time, and the video is captured by a young kid, and the guy starts getting a little agitated. Eric starts getting agitated.
Polite. Agitated.
Polite. Why he's
please
agitated?
Don't harass me. Please, you guys always
just
harass
me. Just
get
away from me.
Please.
You harass me all the time. Let me alone. Now, granted, I can understand those two twerpy motherfuckers that are, like, trying to, you know, arrest them. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, because usually when you're going to arrest somebody, you say, sir, you're under arrest. That's it. Very simple. You whip out a badge, you say you're under arrest. What for? And you tell them what for. You're under arrest. Please step against the wall, hands behind your back. That's simple. If you get crazy, then you're resisting arrest. In this case,
it becomes a power trip.
Then it becomes a power trip. But in this case, that not once do you hear them saying you're being arrested. They're harassing him.
Yep.
They're saying, let me see some ID. So what, you randomly ask anybody for ID, or you just ask overweight black guys that you suspect is selling
especially
cigarettes.
Especially him, because he gets harassed all the time. He got harassed all the time.
I mean, you got to ask somebody, right? Do you randomly go everywhere, anyone, white, black, Chinese, and just ask people for their ID, right? It is within their right. Any police officer can stop you and ask you for your ID. It is within their right. Every city, every state has a law that says, at the very least, you need to carry your identification. I know Los Angeles does.
Yeah,
I know New York does. And if for whatever reason a cop stops you and says, let me see some ID, and you don't have ID, they can take you in. They can arrest you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a stupid law, but it can happen. In this case, they're harassing the guy. All of a sudden, these two guys go up to the guy, and then about five other motherfuckers come. One
from
of them
behind.
Grabs him from behind, grabs him in the fucking chokehold. They all pound on him, throw him on the fucking ground. Right? And apparently you can hear him going, I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
I saw the whole video.
The guy dies as a result of it. Okay? It's clear fucking police brutality, and it's clear that protocol is being broken.
And it's even worse, the fact that they try to fucking hide that shit.
Dude.
The cops come out and say he didn't die by chokehold. The coroner says he did.
Dude, you can see it.
He died of asphyxiation, he said.
He
didn't die because he got choked.
Last month.
He's a doctor.
He died because Twinkies came back out.
Last month, Marlene Pinnock, okay? On La Brea, right here, I believe on the 10 freeway, right here in beautiful old, like, downtown, not far from shitty, gritty, itty-bitty Los Angeles County, African-American woman, obviously not in her right mind, is walking up and down the freeway. California Highway Patrol stops, tells her to stop walking on the freeway. I don't know what happened. Maybe she said, get the fuck away from me or whatever.
She was in a mental home.
She's not well, dude.
She's a grandma.
She's not well. She's probably a...
walking up the side of the freeway trying to sell...
The motherfucker jumps on her and starts... pummeling her.
Beats the shit out of her.
Pummeling her,
he was hitting her how you shouldn't even hit a guy, let alone an old woman.
Dude, he's it's like unreal. And it's on fucking
video. They're
actually
pressing charges on him.
Well, what happened was, and I'll tell you about that fuck, he got put on desk duty. Which desk duty, motherfucker? There's no question about what happened there.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be allowed to pick up a McDonald's cheeseburger.
He should go to jail.
Well, that's another story. You got to try him.
At least... send him home, no pay. Well, I don't fucking understand.
Send him home. He's going to start fucking cleaning his guns, his knives.
Now that's what happened. After review of internal affairs, they reviewed a lot of the stuff. The
FBI got involved, I think.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
The federal government gets in, just like they got involved with the Ferguson.
Right.
Now you're talking about civil rights, if this is a civil rights infraction. The thing is... there's a lot of this stuff that's going on. It's not in one place. California had it in the 90s with Rodney King, you know, and there weren't that much access to social media and all that other stuff. There was one video that somebody happened to be fucking unemployed and not having anything better to do with their life.
Happened
to have a camera because that's on a freeway. That was in Pasadena. So it's like, and the video is shot from above. You can actually see.
They're on their way to go shoot porn in a Motel 6.
Right, exactly.
All of a sudden.
They need to implement what Rialto out in the IE did with all their cops. They fucking put cameras on the cops. Complaints were down 83%.
Rialto is in inland
only by Rancho Cucamonga and shit like that.
Well, the irony is that at Ferguson, they just fell short of that because police video cameras and cameras were approved just recently, but they had not been installed. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah,
but
all these cops, you just carry a camera.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll check their attitude.
Well, it's just crazy. It's just crazy what's going on. So anyway, we got all that shit off our chest.
Shit gets me heated.
That shit gets heated.
Seriously. Well, I mean, for me personally, I was...
Bomba-clad, pussy-clad motherfucker. Keep your motherfucking pistol in your motherfucking pants, man.
Take back your streets.
You know what I mean? Cut the bullshit.
I got punked when I was 13.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. So I wanted to like close out the show or at least move towards the end of the show. We got a little time and just kind of like give a big up to Robin Williams, man.
Word.
Robin Williams, just, you know, who doesn't know that, you know, the unbelievable, shocking, I could just leave it at that, shocking.
Yeah, big time. Way
he died.
Big time.
Right?
That shit fuck with me, man.
I think it fucks with everybody. And then people are like, well, with all the fucked up things that are going on in this world, why is he such a big deal? Why is everybody talking about Robin Williams? Who gives a fuck, right? He had everything. He was a fucking... he had everything and then everything. Why should you give a fuck about him? You know what I mean? Fuck them. There's a lot more things to
I got a million reasons.
Well, there's a lot of things. There's a lot more interesting and more pertinent things to focus, you know, our news attention to. But why? I can give you many reasons, like you just said. The man was nothing short of pure fucking genius. That dude was something, man. You know?
For someone to be so broken and so loving...
yeah, he was
insane.
Well, he's an alcoholic and a drug addict, and
they took away his cushion. What was his cushion for decades,
right,
which was his drugs and alcohol. They took it away. Now you got to like learn how to handle life.
Well, he took it away because when you get to a point,
because he was losing shit.
When you get to a point in your life and you're a drug addict and an alcoholic, if you're smart, if you're at the right place at the right time in the synchronicity of spiritual space, you will come upon a place in your life where you'll come to terms with the fact that, A, you have a problem, and B, you can't fuck around with that shit anymore.
Word.
C, you got to move on and do something else.
And that's not always drugs. It could be your own fucking
whatever it is. And he's tried. I mean, that dude back in the early 80s, motherfucker was sober for a long time.
He tried this year.
Well, he was sober. I think like
20
Philip,
years.
Like Philip Seymour Hoffman for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Then he went to rehab, got sober, and then went. He went out again, and then he was just recently sober. But then there are accounts of him having heart surgery, right? Yeah. That. Medical doctors were saying that also causes depression, and then he also had Parkinson's, and that also causes depression. But you know, it doesn't matter.
Again, I know it's gonna sound fucking stupid.
Yeah,
but I was on a hardcore health trip, and I was in the middle of hiking, and I tore my right calf, and it fucking sidelined me. And I was on a mission, like I was doing so good, everything was flowing, and I got depressed over that shit.
Shit, I get depressed when I get up.
I got, because I was now on crutches. I had never tore or broken anything. And I was in the middle of this. For Lent, I didn't give up shit.
For Lent?
I actually decided to work out nonstop for 40 days, every single day. And I was like on day 20 when this shit went down. And it just bummed me the fuck out that I was Lent? Halted. Imagine a heart surgery.
I get pissed off when diseases. I got Lent. On my shirts. I get depressed. Dude, if I get up in the morning and I don't have any fucking rice milk or some ripe bananas, because in LA, you can't get ripe bananas. They're always green, right?
Yeah, let them get
ripe. If I can't get ripe bananas, bro, like if they're just right, not too overdone, I get depressed. I mean, if I'm in the bathroom and there's not enough toilet paper, I get depressed. I can only imagine.
I'm like, how am I going to make this small amount of paper work?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that bugged me out about Robin Williams, and it's something I've been thinking about for a long time.
Yes.
You've seen it with a lot of comedians.
Yes.
Is, you know, you go out, let's say you go to an open mic somewhere, you go to some show, and you got thousands of comedians in LA, you got thousands in New York, and tens of thousands all over the United States are scrambling around, they're sacrificing, they're trying every which way, they're trying everything to network, they're doing all these different things to try to be like Robin Williams.
Right.
And he's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just him.
Here's the thing.
It's not just him. It's all of them.
Here's the thing.
I mean, go look at the lives of like these famous comics. Here's the thing.
One of our early episodes is titled Fill the Hole Within, right?
Yes.
And the thing is that a perfect example.
That's not on the Dark Mark show. He had a different fill the hole within.
Right. Well, the thing is, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman, all these guys, you know, the thing is, you have to understand that it's not what you're aspiring to get, right? It's where you're at. And it's a day at a time, right? Every day is a different opportunity for you, for one of us, for us, for you to embrace, you know, who you are and what you have.
And it takes...
Like you said it before with the chicken. Whatever it is, every day brings you a challenge. Dude, the more you fucking have, the more fucking problems can be had as a result of all that stuff. Simplicity is the key to life.
Read the four agreements, people.
Right.
It'll simplify your fucking
life. Don Miguel Ruiz.
Yes. Yes. I love that shit, man.
Don't touch my balls. That's the first agreement. The second agreement. The second
don't
agreement.
Don't touch my balls if you have balls.
The second agreement. Don't come to my house to borrow Q-tips. That's the second agreement. The third agreement. If it's summertime and there's no ice cubes in the fridge, don't complain about the warm ice cubes. Or the warm iced tea. That's the third agreement. The fourth agreement is if you come to my motherfucking house and it's the 4th of July, bring some steaks. That's the fourth agreement. That's what you got to understand. That's the realm of the agreement of the fucking universe.
Dude, you're so wise.
According to Nestorius Public Radio. I wanted to play, I could play amazing clips of this guy. This guy was so, what made this guy a genius, and this is from the fucking beginning. He's an amazing actor, won an Academy Award for Good Will Hunting, was nominated two more times before that.
Word.
Amazing actor, okay? Brilliant fucking comedian. Motherfucker could just, like, you talk boogers, do 10 minutes of fucking material.
And reference shit from 1920, 1800s.
Dude, in 80 different voices. Like,
boom, 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 boom.
In 80 different voices.
That's out
of his mind. So he has this, his joke, Robin Williams on Alcoholics. Let me see if this, hopefully this is going to work out. Yes, it's going to work out nice. Let me just play this. Make sure we got the shit on.
Drunk, an alcoholic would go, what happens if you take two?
No.
Because we have these things called blackouts as alcoholics. It's not really blackouts. It's more like sleepwalking with activities. Kind of strange. I believe it's your conscience going into a witness protection program. It's your conscience going, you're about to fuck a hobbit. I gotta go. Good luck.
Come on, that's genius. That's just one dude on a blackout, right? It's just a blackout, right? It's genius.
Hobbit. Fucking three. Hobbit in
how long is that? Like a fucking 5 second thing. Anyway, I'm your conscience, okay? And I got to get the fuck out of here. Okay, that's basically the moral of the story. Listen, guys, thank you for tuning in. We're here every Thursday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, my boy Simon Kaufman, Walter Leak Reyes. Shot. You'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yeah, you'll be back.
You want to come to a show? I'm going to have these two cats at John Lovitz August 30th. But go to WalterReyes.com. You'll get everything you need there.
WalterReyes.com, John Lovitz Comedy Club, August 30th, 8 p.m.?
10 o'clock.
10 p.m. 10 o'clock. Even 10 better.
O'clock.
Nice. Even better.
10 o'clock.
10 p.m. Hey, don't forget to go to the Lost Angels Children's Project.com. Remember, there's going to be a raffle for an amazing hot rod worth up to like $65,000. And the
Ford Roadster.
Ford Roadster. And the raffle tickets are $20. And unfortunately, you can't buy them anywhere other than in the local LA area. But go to the Lost Angels Children's Project.com. Calm. Yes, sir.
One last thing for the show next week. If you guys have gently worn shoes, I teamed up with this guy and you could Instagram him. It's at Have a Soul. That's HAVA_SOLE. We basically are going to start going around LA, pack a car up with shoes and hand them out to these needy people that either barefoot or wearing just horrible feet. I mean, you're walking a horrible life. At least have some decent pair of shoes. That'll get you in half off and that'd be fantastic.
We would really appreciate it. Instead of $10, $5. Yo, Papa, you got shoes? I got shoes. You got shoes? I got shoes. I got shoes. You got shoes.
Encourage me the whole way long. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit.